have to be yucky sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, like, lately I haven't been, you know, I've been waking up late, so I shower like twice a week at best right now.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about, but, you know, okay.
All right. I would like to address that I have a friend.
Mark. Yeah, good job, you.
Not a friend, an acquaintance. Someone I used to work with that passed away with COVID.
Oh, that's not what I was...
Today. Good job, you got rid of him. You outlived the fucker.
I didn't know that's where you were going. I have no idea that that's where you were going, and I'm so mad at you right now. Oh, no.
So, yes, get vaccinated, or Jack is going to laugh at you.
Oh, I have texts with my family. Do you remember I sent you those? Yes.
Did that conversation ever get worse?
No.
Did they ever say anything about it after they got COVID?
No, I left it alone.
Your sister was on oxygen, was sent home with an oxygen tank.
I know, right?
See, you saw what I posted on TikTok, the clip from the movie Freaked of the kid getting hit by the trolley and the guy's going, yes!
Oh.
That was intent. The intent of that was...
To show me?
No. So this is entirely technical for those of you that aren't on TikTok. This is going to make
technical.
No sense.
Technical!
I wanted to stitch those videos of the people that are like, here is this person, and here's all of his anti-COVID, non-vaxxer, COVID is a hoax posts. He died. I wanted to stitch those with someone going, yes!
Oh.
And entirely in poor taste. And you can't do a green screen video on a stitch. I didn't know that, which is kind of a bummer.
You can do it on a duet.
I can?
Yes.
Ah. I'd have to time it then, because it is like a short video.
Yeah. You'd have to.
It is in poor taste. It's in very poor taste. I don't have any proof that that Richard was not vaccinated, but he seems like the kind of person who would not vaccinate.
Oh, you're saying this guy was a friend, but like,
I mean, I worked with him.
So you don't call him a friend if you didn't really know him and didn't hang out.
I knew him. I worked with him for years. I didn't like him.
That'd be like me calling this old bitch named Rita my friend because like we worked together. I fucking hated her. She ain't got no teeth.
I am trying to pay the minimalist amount of respects to someone that just died hours ago. Jack's making a face.
Shit. I feel terrible. I'm the worst.
No. Because he was a bad person. He personally hurt my feelings more than anybody else in my life.
Really?
Yeah. He made me fucking cry.
That's not hard to do.
And, yeah. No, it's not. It's not hard to do, but this was like a made me cry in a way that like mattered.
Hey.
Oh, well, I was watching a movie with Madison the other day. We watched In the Heights. I fucking love that musical. I love the movie. There are changes to the movie that from the musical, the stage version, that didn't make a lot of sense. You can see why they didn't want to release it. But I was crying and I didn't get to the chance to explain to her, like, it's cathartic. There's a cathartic sense of release when crying, and I like that. It's not always a bad thing.
You know what I like when you know
cathartic release.
Cathartic release.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Richard. Oh. I'm setting you up. I'm setting you up so hard.
I don't know. Like
there are mixed messages here.
I don't even know where I'm going with this.
Neither do I.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
This is the guy who was fired for libel. And when he tried to bring up a wrongful termination suit, the company countersued for libel. Because in order for slander and libel to be held up in court, you have to prove that it affected business. And they were able to say, like, here is his posts literally telling people not to come here based off of lies.
Where is this?
This is the theater I used to work for.
Oh.
And he was, you know, he was calling it horrible names. And he was like, I heard it closed. He was being real sassy. Not a good guy. Very,
I feel like this is not.
He didn't deserve what he got, is what I'm saying.
No, I don't care. But
you can be a shitty person and you still deserve to live.
Eh.
That's what the point of this is. Get vaccinated because It didn't have to happen.
Yeah, buttholes. But I guess what I'm trying to say is all of this wasn't relevant.
No. Oh, wait. Yes, it is. He going to hell.
Oh.
Hello, my name is Anthony. there's an intro.
Oh.
And that's Jack over there.
Hi.
Dumbfounded. Welcome to Let's Watch Something. We just watched a movie where a guy went to and from hell several times called Little Nicky.
Yeah. Okay.
I have had the most...
I get mad at you.
Off again, on again relationship with Adam Sandler.
You don't know movies. You don't know actors. You don't know movies. Is that black guy every black guy I've ever seen in a movie? Fuck you.
Well,
to be fair, before
you throw the race card out, I did that with like three white guys in this movie.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, is that Randy Quaid?
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, that's
fucking... Is that Michael Keaton?
No, I thought I saw his name. You got his name wrong because of the name.
Right. I saw it. I was like, when I saw him, I was like, yeah, that is Michael Keaton.
No, twas not. Fucking Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino was the other person I did it to. No, he was the person I thought was Randy Quaid.
Yeah. Who was the last one?
I guess it was only two.
Yeah.
So. Two out of three were not of black dudes. One of them was a black dude.
Only one. I guess I wasn't trying to make you sound racist, but... You have this...
You threw me straight under the bus, though.
Okay, but that wasn't necessarily what I meant. I guess because you think, like, everybody looks like each other somehow.
I have a degree of face blindness.
Do I look like anybody? No. I look like a blobfish.
That's a trap. It's a trap. I can't say anything because it's a fucking trap. If you were asking me if you looked like anybody, it would be a fucking trick question.
Why?
Because I'll be able to say no. You have a very unique, distinguished shape to your face,
which is round.
Very round. You are round.
I'm a basketball.
You're a basketball. Do you make the sound when you're bounced? The thump thump.
No, I make this sound when I make this sound when I bounce. No! Let me do it!
Okay.
Jesus. I'm mad now!
Woo!
Fucking Bender. Woo. No. Bender.
That's just air escaping.
Woo! Woo! We're dumb. But yeah, that's accurate. I go, woo!
Woo! I do that a lot, too.
I go,
hey, Jack, I just got a notification from TikTok.
Why?
They wanted me to fill out this survey real quick.
Who's they?
Have you ever created a podcast?
Yeah. Yes. Are we supposed to be doing this on air?
No. Sorry. Let me go ahead and just put a pin in that for now. So we were talking about the kind of sounds we make when we fall. Little Nicky came out in the year 2000, produced, starring... Adam Sandler.
In the year 2000.
I'm not familiar with this song.
Oh my god, it's not even a song. It's a bit from Conan O'Brien.
I have seen less Conan O'Brien than I have Saturday Night Live.
I hate you and everything you stand for. You are a monster and I don't...
I saw a video with Conan O'Brien recently. He's got a big fucking head.
He's huge! And he's a total piece of shit. He's hilarious.
The funniest thing about this was his head is so big that when he gestured, his hands looked fucking tiny.
He's a big fucking man.
He's a very big man.
Huge.
He is
I always thought he had huge hands. Maybe I'm misremembering. Not huge, not like...
He did play the host of a talk show on an animated Batman movie.
Play?
He voiced...
He was probably himself!
There was a character...
Named Conan O'Brien?
No, it was Dave Endocrine. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The Batman animated shows and like comics are very, very subtle.
Not at all, but okay.
Very subtle. Blink and you'll miss it. Kind of shit. Like his parents dying on Crime Alley. Nothing bad ever happens there. Let's go park our cars on the other side of Crime Alley.
Well, if it's the other side of Crime Alley, then that means you're over it.
No, Batman was never over it.
You're right. He held on to that fuck of his parents' death.
That is trauma.
I mean,
I showed my brother that movie, and what movie? He was the Dark Knight Returns.
Oh no!
Where he was an old man, and yeah. The Joker was in it. And he was like, he's like 70 years old. He's still not over his parents' death. It's like, that's trauma, bro. That's
trauma. Literally, there's counseling.
Yeah, he never went to counseling.
He should have.
He had all that fucking money.
He could have gotten great counseling and dealt with the grief properly instead of murdering people. That's...
And now we've got our fourth fucking Batman coming out this year?
Why?
With goddamn Robert Pattinson?
Oh, that guy.
It looks good, though.
You know, I don't care about Batman too much. I'm not even a fan of, like, Joker. Like, I liked the Dark Knight and the whatever the fuck ones. Those ones.
The fucking Christopher Nolan ones.
Whatever.
The British guy playing an American dude.
What?
Christian Bale. Yeah.
He's British?
Yeah.
I thought he was, like...
He's British, and the cool thing is, the funny thing is...
I thought he was, like, Australian.
I don't know if he might be Australian, actually, now that I think about it. But when he does play an American character, in interviews, he does an American accent.
That's funny and awkward.
Yeah, mostly to fuck with people. I like
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland's great.
He's a sweet baby.
They got a movie coming out with him that's just like, we have Tom Holland on contract for Sony Pictures, and we have nothing to put him in next year. So they're bringing up a fucking video game series that's like 15 years old and putting a goddamn twink as the lead character.
You stop it. You don't call him a twink.
A pale, scrawny boy.
Him, my buddy. I love but him.
You know what I mean, though? Like, this is like...
So what's the video game?
It is called Uncharted. It's on the PlayStation 3. Nathan Drake is the name of the character. He's like a fucking... It's like Lara Croft, but a dude. That's literally their whole thing. Does he
wear booty shorts, too?
No, but I...
I wouldn't...
Wouldn't say no to it.
Yeah, he's cute.
You seen the video of him doing Singing in the Rain, right?
Yes. Holy
shit, we're way off track.
We watched a movie, but did we really watch the movie?
This is definitely just how... We didn't really
watch the movie.
Yeah, this is how much I didn't care about this movie.
Yeah.
We're making good on a promise that we made, like, in September of last year.
We've been talking about watching this stupid fucking movie forever, and I don't know why. Yeah, and there's
like, oh shit, we can't do it next week because it's Jacktober.
Yeah, and then
we started talking about it again. They were like, no shit, we're doing Star Wars next. God damn it. And then it was like fucking Christmas, and now it's not Christmas anymore, and now it's just, it's finally watching Little Nicky.
Yeah.
God damn. Like the late 90s.
Why did we do this?
Early 2000s. Adam Sandler.
Why did they do this?
Why? Why?
Well, there was no point to this movie.
No, none.
I mean, I guess there's not really a point to lots of movies.
Like I said, it is a vehicle for Adam Sandler's,
you know,
fucking comedy.
Can I just say Nipples is my favorite fucking character? Nipples. Who else are, like, good characters?
Pete and John.
Yeah.
John's the fucking Seth Rogen type dad. Dude. If this movie were more modern, John would have been played by Seth Rogen.
And the buddy, his friend, would have been James Franco.
Oh, hell yeah. I fucking love that guy. I wish I could do an impression of him.
It's like he kind of talks with, like, so he kind of sounds like his nose is plugged.
And he's like doing
like a surfer kind of accent.
He's doing a surfer accent, but he's like, his nose is plugged and he's like trying not to drop something that's like hanging on his face. You know what I'm saying? Like he's fucking like chin's tilted up.
Oh yeah.
What's going on, dude?
Oh yeah.
Hey, there's that double bro.
Yeah. Like, so there's this dude on TikTok who says that kind of voice.
He's like, he's wearing opaque glasses, but he's probably squinting under it.
Oh God, you're right. I hate my life right now.
Hell yeah.
You're actually getting it pretty decent. I'm gonna I'll give that one to you. Like, I can't do it.
What's Ozzy trying to say, guy? he's definitely the kind of dude who would say guy.
Yeah.
Instead of bro, it's guy.
Well, it's I feel like they take turns, but it's mostly guy.
Yeah. So little Nikki is the youngest of three siblings, his two brothers being Cassius and Adrian.
I like those names.
British dude and buff Blackman.
Oh yeah. Blackman being tiny.
Tiny.
Yeah, that's his name.
It's his nickname, but yeah.
It's his name. He goes by it.
Okay, that's true. That's fair.
It's a thing. He was in Friday. He was Debo, because he's... He was in The Green Mile. No, that wasn't him. You're right. I'm right. And you're right. You told me no, and I said no. I'm trying to think of anything that you would recognize him from, but there's nothing. He's like... You know those movies that are kind of catered to more black, like, audiences?
Yeah.
He's in those. And you're not black. You're whiter than I am. I watch more black folk movies than you do. I watched all the Fridays. And Barbershop. And Love and Basketball.
And you didn't confuse him for another person of color.
No, I knew who he was. He's in the fucking music video for Santeria from Sublime.
But I practiced Santeria.
But I got no crystal ball.
But I had $1 million, but I spent it there.
Can I just hate you?
You already do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Our friendship is hanging by a thread.
Kinda. It is a hateful, hateful thread.
It's a thread powered by spite.
Spite and hate.
And their dad, the devil.
Harvey Keitel.
I was going to say Henry Cavill. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. That's the other one.
No. That's not the face thing. That's just the name. Literally only the name. You're like, hey, it's Harvey Keitel. I was like, is Superman in this?
Oh, God. No, Harvey Keitel is in, he was in From Dusk Till Dawn as the dad.
Oh.
Not that you would have ever seen that.
I've seen it.
Do you remember it?
A little bit. He talks about having to have a CDL license to drive the RV, which made him a trucker and got him the respect of the fucking truckers at the bar.
Yeah.
That was a good scene. There's vampire ladies, and there's machine guns, and there's boobs.
Oh, and then Sex Machine.
Sex Machine.
Sex Machine is my favorite fucking guy, because he's also the special effects guy.
Is he? Like, yeah. For the movie, or just like in general? He's...
In the movie, well, so the guy who plays the character Sex Machine is also the special effects guy.
Ah, I get you.
And he's a special effects guy for a bunch of shit. What the fuck is that guy's name?
We are also talking about a movie that was made at a time when special effects could have been like pyrotechnics.
No.
Blowing shit up. Like prosthetics, makeup.
Like all that shit. I think it's like Tom something. Hold on. I love that guy.
Not like Little Nicky, where they just like CG animated fucking nubs on Harvey Keitel's legs. Ew.
It was gross.
Like they did a few like practical effects. Like there's a dude in a gorilla suit.
That was so stupid.
Tit head was like they put boobs on his head, like actual rubber prosthetic on his head. It's fine, you know? It's got nipples. Haha, you know, like there was things happening, but then they like supplement other parts of the movie with 3D effects that look like shit. The Gates of Hell being this fire thing that looked like shit. Even when Little Nicky gets hit by a fucking bus, there's a splatter of blood. The blood looks like shit.
It looked like puke.
Beefy the dog peeing on a welcome mat. That pee looked like shit. This was the late 90s, 3D technology. This ain't no Jurassic Park. You know what I mean? Like, shit, Jurassic Park showed us how good computer animation as compositing for a movie to supplement, like, a visual effects could be. But then, no. Tom Savini?
Yeah. He is,
He was Sex Machine?
Yeah, he's an American makeup artist. Prosthetic actor, stunt performer, and film director.
Did he do Tit Head in Little Nicky?
I don't know. I wasn't talking about that. I was talking
about... Would be a weird credit.
No.
That is somebody's film credit.
Tit guy.
Yeah, like not just tit guy, but the guy that made the tits.
I want to be the guy that made the tits.
Make the tits.
Make the tits. What a t-shirt this is. Make the tits.
Just imagine fucking Kingpin with a massive cigar who's like, you got a movie? All right.
Make the tits.
Jack.
Yeah.
Make the tits.
Fuck yeah. Ready to go. How do you want them?
Sassy, come here. I'm gonna pet you.
Make the tits. God damn it. Now that voice is just gonna be in my head. Make the tits.
Make the tits.
I'm gonna have nightmares about that. I'm probably gonna talk in my sleep. Make the tits.
So the devil is like, the devil is reaching his 10,000th
year.
Do you
wanna know what movies this guy has?
Savini?
Yeah.
I held on to the last name. Be yeah. proud of me. I remembered his last name.
Yeah.
Tom Savini?
Yeah.
Yay.
He did the Night of the Living Dead, the remake from the 90s.
Ooh.
Dawn of the Dead from the 70s. He did Creepshow and Creepshow 2.
I saw Creepshow.
Really?
It was a long time ago. Yeah. It was on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
Way, way back when.
One of the creep shows was something that I remember distinctly as a child when I was like, little buddy.
can I tell you how much I appreciate
what
the phrase little buddy?
Why?
It's a very nice gender neutral term for when I was young or when so-and-so was young.
Yeah.
Not just young, because that could mean like 15. No, I'm talking little buddy.
Like little buddy. Little guy.
There's a little buddy. There's a little buddy.
Little buddy and then little buddy.
Sassy's licking me.
Yeah, he must taste like bulls.
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 Bing bong. Fuck your life. Sorry.
Peace, rice, Jesus Christ, and Byron. I'm going to stop with the fucking TikToks.
All right.
After deciding to lead hell for another 10,000 years, Adrian and Cassius get pissy. They jump through the gates of hell. It freezes over, and he starts to decay because he's lost his power, the devil.
Yeah.
And so Nikki's got to go through the frozen gates of hell to Earth to capture them in a flask and bring them back. As I've said, and I will continue to say, this is purely a vehicle for Adam Sandler's humor and nothing else.
It's not even funny. Like, there were a few moments of funny.
Yeah. My one of my biggest ones was definitely like not a super. It wasn't even from Adam Sandler.
What?
It was when he has to die and go back to hell. And he's like, you gotta kill me. And then fucking Pete and John can't do it. And then Todd goes, I've always wanted to kill somebody.
That made me so happy.
Kevin Spacey.
But hold on. That actor that played that character, did you see just how good he was in that moment, though?
Yes.
Because that genuine, the eyes, like, aglow with happy. Like, I've always wanted to kill someone.
Yeah.
That was fucking perfection.
And, like, he fucking does the slow turn from the other side of the room.
Yes. Absolutely perfect. That cracked me up. And yes, damn you, Kevin Spacey. You always get my
parts. I think just damn you, Kevin Spacey.
Damn, I want a t-shirt that
topical,
says
like a topical reference from 20 years ago. Oh, this movie's 21 years old. Yeah, 22 years old.
Oh, excuse me.
Fuck.
You okay there?
I had a burp coming up, and it just like it's sitting in a weird spot that it won't come out of.
Go like this.
I can't.
You can't bounce? Oh. Oh, God, never mind.
See, I'm leaning back, so I'm mostly just like thrusting my crotch up in the air.
Ew. You made Sassy leave. Ugh. She's like, I can't handle this. She's like, fuck that guy. Yuck.
Even this movie is just so fucking lazy. Their whole thing is that Nikki got hit in the face with a shovel and now he's ugly. That's Adam Sandler just doing a fucking weird face with his lips. Like, he's talking out the side of his mouth.
Like, he's got Bell's palsy.
Yeah, like, that's not... Like, if you're going to make your character's defining physical feature a
Bell's
deformity...
Palsy.
I'm not going to say Bell's palsy, but, like, a deformity from a physical injury, which...
Yeah, that's not very nice.
Well, no, he gets hit in the face with a shovel, and that's why his face looks like that.
I know.
So, if you're going to make the character's defining physical trait the result of an injury... go bigger with it. Don't just fucking, I'm doing, look at me.
Make his whole head shaped like a fucking...
Give him a fucking dent?
Or a lump?
Have you seen...
Dent head?
No.
No.
A fucking F is for Family.
Some of it.
The second season, there's a character with a dent in his head. He's got brain damage.
Okay.
And it's voiced by John DiMaggio.
Oh, God, I love that guy. Makes sense.
He plays the brother of the president of the airline, of the airport, rather.
Oh, God.
So he's, like, promoted into a high-up position, manager or whatever, and he's, like, mentally incapable of doing the job.
Oh, yeah.
And he's also... he's also in favor of segregation because this show takes place in the early 70s.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, he's the first man that ever tried to resegregate baseball. And so he's just fucking babbling on non-coherent stuff with occasional racist remarks. But it's John DiMaggio's fucking screamy voice and it's hilarious. give him a fucking dent, you know, make his face. Yeah. Like you said, shaped like a shovel.
Yeah.
You can put rubber shit on your face to make it look deformed. You could be fucking Phantom of the Opera. Do more.
I can't
hit that eye. I need some sunglasses and like some face cover because there's a sandstorm in here. That's like my first problem with this movie. My second problem is the fucking
nipples.
No, not even nipples. Nipples is my favorite. there's a lot of things that are just homophobic jokes. Like the punchline is a gay or a.
I'm so sorry.
You know what I'm saying, though, right?
Okay, but, like, usually as the gay in a room, I kind of love, yes, they are absolutely homophobic, but at the same time, like, when you're gay, you have a pretty good sense of humor about it, so you just kind of play along and be like, yes, Liberace, what of it?
Right. But like in hell, your ultimate torture, your punishment, you're getting stuff shoved up your butt.
Not everybody.
Hitler was.
Specifically Hitler.
Who was dressed as a maid, was getting a pineapple shoved up his ass. John Lovitz, who was a peeping Tom, was getting molested by a giant bird.
Yeah.
But it was very clearly like, I'm going to fuck you from behind kind of bad touch. So again, more of that, just like the punchline is literally you're going to take it up the butt and that's bad.
You know what? Getting it in your butt doesn't make you gay.
No.
Putting anything in your butt doesn't make you gay.
And it's also not a bad thing.
You know what makes you gay?
Being gay?
Liking if you have just liking. You know what? Liking people makes you gay. You're gay if you like people.
Yeah, and if you hate people, you're a homophobe.
Oh, fuck. I hate people.
No, you hate... Well, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I hate people. Am I a homophobe? No!
Wait, do you hate yourself?
Yeah.
You hate gays.
Oh, no!
The second kind of... Like, their second favorite joke is... their second favorite kind of joke is... She's cheating on him. Oh, happens twice. They're in a Adrian's like the priest of a church and he's talking about what has God ever done for you? Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. He has blessed my wife and I with a child.
And he's like, nope, your friend Tom did. And he's sitting next to them and he's like, yeah, I did. He's fucking dancing. He's like, yeah, this is gross.
By the way, like. Everybody in that movie does the raise the roof thing. And I'm so glad. You know why I'm so glad?
Why?
Because that's like the signia of hell. Like, that's like their dance move.
You know who didn't do that?
Huh?
Pete and John.
Oh, yeah. They're fucking dope as shit.
Hell yeah. They're the best characters. I want a fucking sequel starring them.
We don't need a sequel. We just need their own adventures.
Yeah.
Like the life and stylings of...
Make it a fucking cartoon.
Yes!
Yeah, you could do that for fucking ever, right? With those, well,
I want a nipples cartoon.
Nipples.
God damn it, nipples. A nipples cartoon. Right?
Get the fucking guys that made Big Mouth on it.
Oh, I was they would thinking, make it. No, I was thinking Ren and Stimpy.
Oh,
the art styling with that character.
Yes,
that would be a nightmare, and I love it.
Nikki finds a girl that he likes.
Valerie.
I'm talking out the side of my mouth. Why I have an accent from the south.
The deep south.
Oh, well, God. Was she a great big fat person?
Oh my God. No. No.
You know, I caved. I finally watched the clip. You are going deeper than him.
Was she a great big fat person?
His voice isn't even that deep.
I know.
That's the best part. It's more like, oh, wait, was she a great big fat person?
Okay, but like in my head, I hear it.
I know what
like,
you mean, though.
I just hear it in my head like, like a tape.
That's me with any fucking impression, honestly.
No, it's like a tape. Like, getting. Yes, exactly.
Just fucking stop the record.
Okay, you have to actually watch the whole movie, though. It's not that bad if I've seen it.
Is it podcast worthy? I just hit a plosive. Should we do it for the podcast, though? Is that something we could add to the list?
Add to the list.
If we ever not contact each other anymore, and like you reach out to me, and it's like, hey, Anthony, it's Jack. I'm gonna fucking respond with that. And
what?
Worry. Jack?
I'm gonna be so mad at you. You can't, because like that's been an inside joke between my friends and I for like for a while. But I'm not friends. Well, it's not that I'm not friends with them anymore. It's just we don't really talk that much anymore.
I get that.
They're my Michigan friends.
I was just texting somebody I haven't seen in over a year.
Over a year.
You know, I talked to him over the phone.
You give him kisses.
Last January. That's the last time I heard from him.
Did you kiss him on the mouth?
It was over the phone.
But you can you can just mouth kiss the phone.
There's a fucking scene in at a Globetrotters game.
Oh yeah, Dana Carvey.
With Dana Carvey.
It's this annoying fuck that talks like this.
Can you just give me, it's a technical foul.
It's a technical foul. Why does he sound like fucking angry grandma?
It's the same character that Adam Sandler does in Eight Crazy Nights.
Oh, I hate that movie.
Yeah.
I just do not like Adam Sandler.
Neither do I.
Why did we do this to ourselves?
Because sometimes it's fun to just shit on a bad movie.
Sometimes it's fun to hurt yourself a little.
Yeah, it's like crying. It's cathartic.
Hurt yourself a little.
To be able to say, Jack, no.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I feel so bad. But like at the same time, there's this little part of me that kind of loves, like, just hurt yourself a little.
That's the.
It's okay.
That's also the.
Wait, let me say it. Just hurt yourself a little. Oh, God, no.
Oh, wait.
No.
Just hurt yourself a little.
Wait, just hurt yourself a little.
Wait, just hurt yourself a little.
We are the worst human beings ever exist.
We're just doing our, like, only impressions.
Oh, you just hurt yourself a little.
That last one.
Don't you know you should hurt yourself just a little bit there. I can go.
Just to clarify, my last one was Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black.
Gotta put my hands on my head like this.
That's so good. You don't even understand. That's really good. I'm mad at you for that. Wait,
We talked about this when we did Men in Black last year.
You've been keeping this from me.
No, because I did this on that episode of the podcast.
I'm a little aroused.
When I talked about... Ew. I need... When I talked about when I can't find something, I do the, where is it?
I feel that.
I'm going to try... In my boner. I'm going to try and work that into my everyday life a little
everyday
more.
Life.
Just a little more Vincent D'Onofrio as Edgar Suit.
It's Edgar. It's not even Edgar. Edgar, like with an E. It's Edgar. Edgar Suit.
The little
that bitch.
Nikki.
Where is he? No, we gotta move forward.
He meets Valerie, and gets possessed by his brother, and this is their next big fucking joke. They're like, we're gonna do a whole thing. It didn't have to be a fucking falling out. They wanted, this was their comedy of, you got a nice, big, round hiney.
That's such a dumb word.
Like, seriously.
I hate that word. I'd rather someone tell me you got a fat ass.
That sounds kinky. That sounds Thank you. Nice. Like, I could imagine it being like.
Can I, that's, Adam Sandler just likes the word hiney. And that is such
He likes having himself in movies.
Oh, God.
Oh, fucking Quentin Tarantino played a blind preacher. Yeah. We had a running joke, like, not even a running joke, like, right at the end. I'm playing with these shorts here. I'm sorry.
Okay, I was like...
I don't know why.
I was confused.
There was the blind preacher who was like, there's a devil among us!
Yeah, daddy.
And he was like, I can smell the devil and his evil slut! And then at the end, we made the joke because it's like... We're really gonna die! He starts running. I haven't even said the N-word yet! Because Quentin Tarantino likes to say the N-word.
And I'm just like, could you just imagine him like, oh, I've got 15 minutes before we're all gonna die! And then he's just literally running through the whole set, just repeating the N-word. Because that's just Quentin Tarantino to me. Like,
he
that's just
writes
who
it for
he
himself
loves,
to say.
He loves that N-word.
Like, I wouldn't give him a pass for.
Just because you wear sneakers?
Django Unchained. Yeah. It contextually
Is
works
that
in that movie.
You got a snack? Oh, it's a cheese.
It's a cheese. For Django Unchained.
Can I have more cheese?
Contextually, it works. The movie about Jackie Robinson, contextually, it works. I get it. Like, yeah, it's a word that's charged with hundreds of years of racial tensions and hatred.
I love cheese.
But Quentin Tarantino, yes, in Pulp Fiction, did not have to drop the N-word where he plays just a fucking white dude in, like, America in the 21st century.
Like, I don't...
That's good cheese.
I know, right? It's
cheese
Mexican
break.
Cheese.
It's like the Mexican version of mozzarella.
Yeah. It's so good.
Mozzarella. He's got his little dog friend, Beefy.
Which is such a cute dog.
It's a cute dog. But
I love dogs.
They also made the dog a shitty person.
Well.
He is from hell.
Yeah.
He's a demon dog.
Demon dog from hell. But... When he sleeps.
Oh, it's the fucking kids going, la, 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 la. Oh, that's the other moment that made me laugh. When Todd goes, that is the scariest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Little Nicky snores like a fucking demon. And Beefy's always telling him, you got evil inside of you. You just got to let it out. That's your power. Well, it's more like, you got evil inside of you, Nicky. You just have to let it out. I'm a dog that fucks other dogs. And one time a rat.
Well, wouldn't dogs fuck other dogs?
Yeah, you're right. That's why I had to point out that his previous girlfriend was a rat. Like an actual rat.
But when he was fucking one of them, he goes, say Mr. Beefy.
Mr. Beefy.
And the voice was definitely not a female
Mr.
voice.
Mr. Beefy.
The Globetrotter scene, like, it's fine. You know?
That's dumb.
Dana Carvey with the fucking annoying voice. I get how it's humorous.
It's not.
He does outsmart his brother Cassius by talking about the demon Joyce. Can I get another piece of cheese? Danke, Muchly. Ah, fuck. I got a tiny piece. Can I get a second piece of cheese? There we go. He tricks him into taking a drink of the flask, capturing his soul inside of it. The movie did one smart thing, you know, in that moment. And then he's got to find his brother, Adrian. They put out a fake video of him, like, I'm gonna kill all of you guys for no reason. And it's just a clip from Scarface with his face superimposed over it. It's bad. It's dumb. You got demon magic. And you used Photoshop. Like, that's your demon magic. That's all you can manage. Fucking Adrian. Fuck you. With your peppermint schnapps.
I like peppermint schnapps.
Never had it.
You ever put... Oh. If you put peppermint schnapps in hot cocoa, it's delicious.
Yeah, we saw that in Krampus last week.
Ow. Oh, yeah. My butt hurts.
Come on, kids. I'm going to teach you how to make peppermint schnapps.
That lady is dope as shit.
Hell yeah. I love the phrase, dope as shit.
Why?
It's just cool. I'm sorry, it's dope as shit.
Yeah.
Because it's not, it's like you're using so many syllables to say that it's cool.
Yeah.
Because it's dope as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like weird product placements from Coke and Popeyes. Pepsi. Well, it's a Coke can that he changes the liquid to Pepsi. And like, it's literally just like the like testing his powers, but it's also setting up at the end when they show the child Ezekiel got suspended from daycare for changing some kid's milk to moose piss.
Man, gross.
It's like you just wanted to set that up. He starts like figuring out how to use his powers to do things. People are chasing after him. He goes to see Valerie after eating a bunch of weed cake that Pete and John made. Put a little something extra in there. I lost it. I was doing a good one earlier, but I can't do
it. It's
good
okay. Pete Please.
Can I do another Egger just to make up for it?
No.
Where is it?
You lost that one too.
Fuck.
It's okay. You'll have it back someday.
You know what it is? It's the cheese.
It's the cheese.
Gumming up the works.
Ew. Ew.
He climbs up the fire escape, and that's when we finally meet Nipples.
I love Nipples.
Fucking Buffalo Bill looking motherfucker.
Don't you fucking fuck with Buffalo Bill.
It's the rule of threes, Jack. I was like setting you up.
Okay, but
he was Nipples, like, I'm looking for Valerie.
Two floors up, one window, whatever left or something.
One window over. I'll sign you up for one more. Oh, word. Wow, I lost everything.
Word.
Can't do anymore.
I can always do my voices. Oh, wait. She a great big fat person. Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
It never gets old. Never gets fucking old.
Is she a great big fat person? I
have the Sean Connery.
You want to see a really fun shit movie with Sean Connery? Shit. It's League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes!
God damn!
Sorry.
It's like...
He's.
It's like Sean Connery didn't give a shit
in
that movie.
Sorry. I like heard my shout through your headphones. I'm sorry. I feel like I broke something. Did I break something?
Check your Buffalo Bill.
Wait.
No, you're good.
Am I good?
You're good.
How good am I?
Do your Lois Griffin.
Peter!
That's Peter! That's at like 90%.
Peter!
There you go. Uh-huh. Give me your don't you know.
Oh, don't you know it,
okay,
fella.
You're good. Everything checks out. Oh, wasn't I saying, that reminds me of Paul Rubens. When sure. He was the farter, he goes,
no,
weapons
the,
check.
The spleen.
The spleen. Weapons check.
He was a spleen.
He does the weapons check. Snipes, dude. It'll do. And then he just collapses. I was saying that you could do this exact same movie with Paul Rubens.
It's a spleen.
I feel like this was like right after his fucking porno theater bust, maybe, and that's why.
No, I think that was earlier.
Earlier?
In like the 90s? Earlier in the 90s?
Yeah, because this was 2000.
This it was the year, 2000. In the year 2000.
Like, it's not even like... It's not even like this feels like it was written for Paul Rubens, because it is a part that was written for
Adam Sandler.
But I feel like Paul Rubens would have played the character better. Brought a little more heart to it. Because you can't really, you don't really feel the, it's not me, I'm sorry, from Adam Sandler. You don't feel that.
I don't feel like he's genuine. Wonder.
Yeah, he sounds like an asshole
doing an asshole.
A dumb voice, because that's what Adam Sandler fucking is.
It's an asshole.
You ever see pictures of Adam Sandler at, like, premieres of his movies?
You know what makes me really annoyed by Adam Sandler?
What?
He always pairs himself with hot chicks. He always makes himself out to be, like, someone who's, like, hot.
Yeah, fuck Adam Sandler.
He's not!
There are some Adam Sandler movies I want to do because it's masturbatory. It's him and his friends in fucking...
You know what movie I hated?
Which one?
Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Oh, God, that movie sucks.
I wanted to shoot myself in the fucking head.
Jesus, like, I feel like we could do a lot of material
on
Adam Sandler, but I don't want to do all of them. There's, like, I could pick three that I want to do.
Which ones?
I want to do 8 Crazy Nights.
I hate that shit.
We have to.
I'm going to fucking kill
you. I
want
to do The Waterboy.
I actually like The Waterboy. It's not great.
The Waterboy
I like Vicky Valancourt because she's hot.
The Waterboy is before we started getting tired of him.
It's kind of like where we started getting tired of him.
Yeah, because it was like Happy Gilmore, Waterboy. It was like...
No. Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Waterboy.
Okay, so Waterboy is definitely where we started getting tired of him.
Because Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore were like back to back.
And then he also did Big Daddy around the same time. Right?
I think it was a little bit later, but not by much.
Big Daddy is where he started coming back as like an
Big
actor.
Daddy is definitely a comeback film for him because everyone was kind of like, do we really want to see another Adam Sandler film?
Yeah, Big Daddy, from what I remember, it's really got good, heart.
I loved that movie. I cried. And I mean, it's not hard to make me cry. I mean, I look at my cat and I cry. What?
Big Daddy was 1999.
Oh!
So, Billy Madison was 1995. Happy Gilmore was 1996.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told you they're like back-to-back, basically. Yeah. Are they, So, what was it? Oh, tell me in order.
I gotta go to his IMDb and not his Google, whatever Google says.
Oh, Wiki. It's easier on Wiki, because I hate having to go through IMDb.
Yeah, I'm gonna do Wiki. Give me some fucking Jeopardy music.
Do, 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 do,
bum, bum.
Yeah.
So here's what I didn't realize is... There's a few of, like, 1989, 1991 that I don't recognize.
Like what?
Going Overboard.
Uh-huh. Airheads.
Airheads.
Saw it.
Coneheads.
Oh, I don't remember him.
He was... Probably Carmine Wiener?
Carmine?
Carmine Wiener?
I don't know.
Mixed Nuts.
Don't know that one.
1995, Billy Madison. 1996, Happy Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
Something called Bulletproof.
Oh, that's a good one.
1998, The Wedding Singer.
Love Wedding Singer.
Then Dirty Work.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's a good one too.
And The Waterboy, all in 1998.
Damn.
He had a big year. He was big in the 90s.
I told you.
Waterboy, definitely getting tired of him. Even though Big Daddy came after... he was in Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo.
Yeah.
Which I feel like we should do.
Oh, no.
Like.
My brother's internet screen name was based on that, and he called himself Douche Bigalow.
That's actually funny.
No.
The point of that is that, I'm thinking of Shallow Hal.
Oh, what?
Never mind. Deuce Bigalow, never mind.
It's Rob
Schneider.
Of
Shallow Hal. Rob Schneider's a whole other kettle of fish.
Oh, no.
Whole other fuck nugget.
Calm down.
He was a producer on Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
He was in The Animal, and he produced it as well. Another Rob Schneider movie. Produced Master of Disguise. These are mostly produced. 8 Crazy Nights. He was in The Hot Chick. Anger Management, 2003.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
Yeah, he started Anger Management, him and Jack Nicholson.
Not a bad one, as I can recall.
It wasn't that bad.
He produced it, but I feel like... That is a movie where somebody was using Adam Sandler well.
Yeah.
Without it being Adam Sandler running fucking wild.
Yeah.
Because it was funny. There was like that bit about singing the song from West Side Story.
Yeah. Who's that pretty girl in that mirror there?
What mirror? Where?
Yeah.
It's like, it's Adam Sandler's humor, but fucking through a lens that understands how movies have to work.
It's through an adult's eye, yeah, rather than just
Adam Sandler's
like
a fucking child.
Poop and fart jokes, yeah. Dick jokes.
51st Dates.
Like
this is the era
I can give or take that one. I don't hate it.
Yeah, this is the era of Adam Sandler on a leash.
Yeah.
With 51st Dates, the Longest Yard, Spanglish, which I heard Randall saying shit about, saying stuff about. Like, I never saw it.
I never saw it either. Punch Drunk Love. Which one is that one? When's that one coming up?
I don't know.
I tried watching it. I did not understand it. That was his, like, I'm trying to be serious role, I think.
Oh, no, that would be Click.
No.
What? Oh, no, Punch Drunk Love, yes.
I was going to say, what the fuck are you talking about? Click is a comedy.
Click is a comedy that gets really fucking dark in the third act. That's what makes that movie so good.
That's the cable guy.
I have talked so much about how horror movies have the best laughing moments because it's that catharsis of the moment. Whereas the inverse of that being Click, it's a funny movie that takes a dark turn and you see a character who's like, I fucked up. I royally fucked up. And wanting, begging for a second chance. And like, he gets it after he learns his lesson.
Okay, but like, that's literally, well, no, I guess, would you say the Jim Carrey?
Yeah, I recently saw The Cable Guy, actually.
Would you say that was like a horror movie from the get-go, or? It's definitely a horror film.
It's a comedy horror elements, yeah.
No, this is straight up.
It's a horror movie in the way that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Hold on, though. If you change the was it Matthew Broderick?
Yeah.
Change that to a girl.
Oh God. Oh fuck. Yeah. Right. You're right. Yeah.
Absolute horror.
Then it's a horror movie. Yes. You don't mess with the Zohan. That movie fucking sucks.
Literally worse.
Bedtime Stories.
Never heard of it.
It's Stranger Than Fiction, but with Adam Sandler instead of Will Ferrell.
Oh.
Who was on his own fucking path at the time with Stranger Than Fiction.
I love Will Ferrell. I don't care what anybody says.
Jack and Jill sweeped the Razzies. Adam Sandler received Worst Actor and Worst Actress, Worst Writer, Worst Producer. The movie got Worst Director. That movie sweeped the Razzies that year.
There's a Razzies?
Yeah, it's the Golden Raspberry Awards. It's the night before the Oscars. It's the worst of the year.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, there's like one person that went to like actually accept the award ever. And she was like, yeah, I was put in a bad role. I was nominated for an Oscar too. But yeah,
who was, do you know?
I don't remember. I can Google though.
Yeah, interesting. We haven't talked shit about the movie for the most part.
Well, that's because the movie was fucking boring.
It was my favorite joke the entire fucking movie. It's Henry Winkler covered in bees.
Winkler covered in bees. And the nipple.
Nipples. Nipples is my favorite character. Like, so sweet. Like that character, for some reason, I want more from her or him, however they identify. Or they.
A few people have. Actually, Halle Berry accepted her Razzie. Sandra Bullock accepted hers. And Ben Affleck. List of people who accepted. Oh, here's a whole Wikipedia article on it.
That's awesome, actually.
So, let's see. No. Oh, God, it's a list of people who got them. And then there's the one big thing that says no. Yes.
What?
That's something I've never heard of.
What?
Paul Verhoeven was the first person to go to the ceremony to receive his awards. He accepted Worst Picture and Worst Director for the 1995 film Showgirls.
Oh! Do you know about Showgirls?
Yeah, I know it's got boobs.
Do you know about Showgirls?
No.
You ever see Saved by the Bell?
Yes.
You remember the one with the blonde girl with the curly hair, Jessie?
Vaguely.
She was in that.
Okay.
As a stripper. A bad stripper.
In 2001, Tom Green won 5 categories for Freddy Got Fingered.
I love Tom.
Worst Actor, Director, Picture, Screen Couple, Worst Screenplay. and he attended the awards in person and brought with him a cheap red carpet, which he unrolled as he entered the theater where the awards were being presented. I just like to say to all the other nominees in the attendant in the audience, I don't think I deserve it any more than the rest of you. I'd like to say that. I don't think that it would be true, though. Okay, I'm going to find one more. Halle Berry accepted hers for Catwoman.
Was Sandra Bullock the one that said she was...
I want to say it was either her or Sandra Bullock, because I just don't know the movies that came out.
What's the Sandra Bullock one?
Sandra Bullock got it for All About Steve, Worst Actress.
Never heard of that one. Maybe that's neither. Why.
She brought copies of All About Steve to the audience, declaring that the voters should watch the movie to see if she was really the worst performer, implying that the Razzie voter cast ballots for her based solely on her indications that she might appear at the ceremony. Interesting.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find one. Nope, that's it. That's it.
I think so. Halle Berry was just kind of like, she just showed up and accepted it. Like, hey, I know it sucked.
Yeah. That movie is a fucking trip, though.
Oh.
Like, there is one moment of that movie that sticks out to me to this fucking day.
The Catwoman?
Yeah.
I don't think I remember seeing it. I'm sure I have, but...
This is definitely going to show you why I like Daredevil, how much I love Daredevil.
Uh-huh.
There's a part of the movie where the power goes out. Like, she like busts a light or something. And she says to them, can you guys see in the dark?
Uh-huh.
Fuck yeah. There's also like a shot of her whipping a bunch of shit that she did, like actually fucking did.
That's cool.
I really do think this does show how much we didn't give a shit about Little Nicky.
We're just like,
let's talk about other shit.
Yeah.
I was saying, let's do Dogma next week.
But
I also want to do more Adam Sandler. But I want to do Dogma because I feel like I could say a lot about Dogma because I kept saying this movie is Dogma, but for stupid people. And, like, not good.
I genuinely love Dogma.
There's, like, DNA of Dogma in this. There's...
just a little bit
of... It came out a year later. Like, were they inspired by Dogma? How much could it have been inspired by it?
Not a lot.
This kind of movie? Definitely didn't take a full year to produce. Like, you look at the finished product. Look at fucking Harvey Keitel's little CG mouth held up by his goddamn hands.
Yeah.
And tell me that love and care went into this movie.
I feel more like it was... This movie was an act of violence against white people.
Yeah. I take Pete and John.
I feel like white people love this movie.
I take Pete and John.
Yeah.
And I protect them and then just fuck the rest of the movie.
No. Nipples, too.
Nipples. Okay, nipples, too.
Nipples is
nipples, like, but you're going to ride in a separate car.
Why? Why you gotta fucking hurt nipples like that?
You're going to ride with nipples.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm going to ride with Pete and John.
Well, I feel like Pete and John and I could jam. We fucking listen to metal.
Fuck yeah.
Like real metal.
Well, you just take all the good people then.
I do. You suck. No one likes you.
Leave me with Beefy?
Yeah.
And Todd?
Yes. Actually, that he's a theater person.
He is a theater person.
God, he's you.
I've always wanted to kill somebody. God damn you, Kevin Spacey!
Wait. Say the line again.
I've always wanted to kill somebody.
Could it be me? Quit breathing so hard.
Hey, Jack, you wanna go check, see if I left my phone in the bathroom real quick? I
think it's in the bathtub. I'm not wearing pants. I'm not getting up.
Don't worry. It won't be a problem.
Where you're going, you don't need pants.
Where we're going, we don't need pants. So, Jack Attack.
Wait.
So, Snackman.
Jack McSmackman. Whoa, I hate it.
Okay, this is my one. This is my one.
What?
So, little Jackie.
No!
How many...
No. You're not allowed to talk to me right now. You do not. For God's sake, God, you look to me. Motherfucker. Fucking mother. I will fucking destroy your family.
Are you done?
Are you done?
How many... Jack snacks do you give little Nikki?
I will burn your children alive, you fucker.
I don't have any.
You will.
How do you know?
Eventually, it'll happen. Somehow, you don't wrap that, Willie. I'm just kidding.
How many Jack snacks do you give, little Nikki?
How many snacks am I gonna rip from your insides, you fucking bitch? You're like, 1, 2, 3. not even one. Like, maybe like 0.02.
This movie has so little entertainment value.
Okay, what I'm gonna say is they get like
1 point for each nipple.
No. That's way too many points. If this movie was all about nipples, 5. But since it's not, because of nipples, and let's just say I'm gonna divide the 1 point this movie gets, because I'm just gonna go ahead and just give it a 1. The 1 point they get is divided between our 3 favorite characters, and that's 33.3 repeated
percent
of a decimal or of a point. So,
and so that would be nipples,
Tom,
Pete, John, nipples, Todd, Pete, John. Or do you want to just say Pete by himself and John doesn't get the point? Because John didn't bring a whole lot to the table. No. It was mostly Pete that I loved.
No. Okay, then I'll just go ahead and divide it into 4, because Todd is funny. Todd?
Yeah, Todd.
Todd. I like that he wanted to kill Kevin Spacey.
And took that out on Nikki.
That's the thing.
I'm going to agree with you. It gets 1. This is the bar. This is our fucking... We are grading on a curve of Little Nikki this year. Last year it was Godzilla. This year we're grading on the curve of Little Nikki. And like I gotta say, the bar is low.
Yeah.
You know, like if the next movie we watch is truly gonna be Dogma, which I do wanna watch.
That's a good I know good the DVD
is sitting right in there.
Yeah, it is.
So maybe we will.
You're gonna have to glump your fucking lumpy ass over there and peruse through it.
Whose ass you calling lumpy?
Zelda.
Who is Zelda?
Your Legend of Zelda shirt?
That's Link,
but it says Zelda.
Okay, fine.
Bitch.
I agree. 1 point, Pete and John are like...
Hey, you know what movie we watched the other day?
What?
Happy Pete's.
Happy Pete's.
God, you know what I was doing the whole... You know what I was doing the whole time?
Were you kicking your Pete's?
I was going like this. Oh my God, look at him with his little tippy-tappy toes and his Pete's. And he's such a happy Pete's. And he's such a freaky Pete's. He's so cute. And I was like doing that the whole fucking movie. You don't want to watch Happy Pete's with me.
How about we do Surf's Up? It's penguins, but surfing instead of dancing.
I feel like I've seen it.
It's not as good.
Happy Pete's is cute.
Little Nikki fucking sucked. Worst movie I've seen this year so far.
No.
This is our first episode of 2022.
Oh, yeah, right? Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
I'm like...
And if we revisit Adam Sandler movies, we'll see how they stack up. Like, I would say maybe Waterboy is better, but fuck.
Not much.
So, Jack, really until next time.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Where are they?